Greetings, and welcome to Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. This is a recording of the Vesper service on Sunday, August the 20th, 2023. Phyllis Hires is our homilist tonight, and she will be reading a homily written by the Reverend Peter Engelman that was originally delivered on August the 19th, 2007.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
The Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah. The psalm for tonight is Psalm 80. And what verses?
1 and 2 and 8 through 18.
1 and 2, 8 through 18. Hear, O shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock. Shine forth, you that are enthroned upon the cherubim. In the presence of Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh, stir up your strength and come to us. You have brought up mine out of Egypt, your cast out nations and planted it. You prepared the ground for it, it took root and filled the land. The mountains were covered by its shadow, and the towering cedar trees by its boughs. You stretched out its tendrils to the sea, and its branches to the river. Why have you broken down its wall, so that all who pass by pluck off its grapes? The wild boar of the forest has ravaged it, and the beasts of the field have grazed upon it. Turn now, O God of hosts, look down from heaven, behold and tend this vine. Preserve what your right hand has planted.
They burn with the fire of your rubbish, and the review of your countenance let them perish. Let your hand be upon the man of your right hand, the son of man you have made so strong for yourself. And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Show the light of your countenance, and we shall be saved.
A reading from Luke. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising to the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This homily was written by Peter Ingemann and preached on the 12th Sunday of Pentecost, which is also today's point, on August 19th, 2007. Just the other day, while sitting in three lanes of stalled traffic on I-95, just a few miles south of Washington, D.C., in 100-degree heat, I got to thinking about interpersonal relationships. Perhaps it was the thinly masked hostility I sensed in the drivers of the cars around me. Perhaps it was the silent mouthing of words I mercifully could not hear, but something seemed to say, in the words of Jesus in this morning's gospel, division. Stress has an interesting effect on us fragile human beings. Stress makes quick casualties of patience, cooperation, and community. Stress sends us back into our own private little comfort zones, some of which are automobiles and immobile traffic, from which we peer out at the world with gentle suspicion, absolutely certain that we deserve a lot better than we are currently getting. Do I exaggerate? Jesus had some familiarity with stress. That's what he's talking about in this morning's gospel. The stress Jesus is talking about isn't anything so ephemeral as slowed down traffic or a slowed down life. He's talking about the opposite, an acceleration, a leap into something totally new. There's stress for those who make the leap and for those who stay put. In this age when religion is no longer the constant center in the lives of many, perhaps most people, it's hard to comprehend the division that Jesus predicts, and it is a very accurate prediction indeed. Families split apart, communities split apart, as one person sought to follow Jesus and others would not. There were anger and tears and bitterness, even violence. Christianity did not bring peace to the world. It brought a very divisive sword. But why? What on earth can be found in Jesus's message of God's unearned, undeserved, unrequited love for his children that would cause such grief? You know what it is, don't you? It's the second half of that message of God's grace, the part that says, go and do likewise. That is what Jesus taught. That is what Jesus modeled. He is the very embodiment of God's expectations of our behavior, or better, God's demand for our behavior. If God so loved us that he would suffer his son to live as one of us, that he might die like one of us, nothing we can possibly do can match that love. However, that does not mean that you and I can't try. It's the want of trying that troubles the world today. It's the want of trying that sends us all to our own private hidey holes of personal isolation, our very own cars trapped in a spiritual traffic jam that has no end. But it does have an end, and that's our job. So when you are caught in that same mess on your own I-95, give it some slack, open some space. You may get some words and some looks and hear a few outraged horns honking, but for a moment you will have made the world whole again. That's enough. In his holy name.
Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, O Lord, O God.
Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Hide us under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer.
And let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne, and illumine this night with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day, your people may glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, your unfailing providence sustains the world we live in and the life we live. Watch over those both night and day who work while others sleep, and grant that we may never forget that our common life depends upon each other's toil. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Entertain the intercessions and thanksgivings. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Thank you, Peter.
For more information on Christ Church, please go to our website at christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.